We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey, RotoViz radio listener, this is Curtis Patrick from the Dynasty Command Center podcast, and I've got a special deal for you today. Go to rotoviz.com, click the subscribe button, put the 12-month subscription in your cart, and use promo code RVRadio2021. That's RVRadio2021, and you're going to save 10%. Taking advantage of this deal, getting your hands on what's included in the package is the best way to enhance your performance this year. So go to rotoviz.com and subscribe now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the RotoViz Draft Series on RotoViz Radio, presented by Blue Wire. My name is Colm Kelly, the executive producer of RotoViz Radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. Today's show is going to be a super fun one. We are doing a draft series. It's a four-parter. And today I'm going to be joined by John Daigle of NBC Sports Edge Football. You can follow him on Twitter at NotJDaigle. And I'm also joined by Travis May, who most of you will know from rotoviz.com and, of course, the College to Canton podcast. You can follow Travis on Twitter at FF_TravisM. Both fantastic minds when it comes to college football prospects and getting them ready to where we're going to rank them in terms of prospects when it comes to fantasy football as we move forward here. We're going to be talking about potential landing spots for some of these guys. We're going to be talking about how we think they are going to fare in the NFL. On today's show, we are talking about the running back position. And look, we've talked about it on a number of RotoViz shows. You'll have heard it in other places too. The class might not just be as exciting as some of the recent running back classes that we've had over the last 5 or so years, but you know, we're going to talk in a little bit of depth as to what we think it's going to be. And I mentioned the word depth. Is it that it is going to be not deep and quite shallow, or is it going to be that there's some of these elite guys at the top end who really could save this running back class? You know, Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, Javonte Williams are some of the guys we talk about here coming up in just a moment. It's going to be a fun show. I hope you really enjoy it. As I mentioned, it is a four-part series. We are covering the tight end, wide receiver, and quarterback positions as well. They are going to be coming out over the weekend of the 17th of April, so 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th. So don't miss out. Make sure you subscribe to the RotoViz radio feed and they will come out and you'll get them once they drop. So four shows, a really, really good conversation. Really enjoyed talking with both guys. Make sure you're following them on social media if you aren't already. But with all that said, let's jump straight into the conversation. So So guys, this class, a lot of talk around the wide receivers. We obviously covered that in the first show, but when we look at the running back class, you know, there's been a lot of hype over the last couple of years, certain running backs coming in. You know, we had Jonathan Taylor last year was the big talk heading into that draft. This year, not as much excitement around the class. There is certain players who there is that upside, but in terms of the class in general, John, do you feel it's a very shallow class in terms of running back and classes over the last maybe 5 years? Do you feel this, unfortunately, might be the bottom of the rung?
I would describe it as top heavy. I don't know if it's so much shallow because, again, a lot of these guys have, like the wide receivers, particular skill sets. But the top, the two guys we're going to talk about a lot, probably Najee Harris and Travis Etienne, of course, they are outstanding in a bunch of different metrics. So overall, I'm not excited. You see a bunch of people citing RB3 or RB4 in this class, but relative, it doesn't even matter. It's like the RB6 or 7 in another class. So I hate using that term for it. But yeah, there are some exciting players we'll talk about here.
Your feelings, Travis, similar or slightly different?
Well, I'm definitely not surprised by the class not being incredibly deep, just because, I mean, for a long time, I play Devy fantasy football where you can have these college players on your team for forever. And so I look at recruiting classes. You know, I'm already looking at the guys who aren't even eligible for the draft till 2025, just because I'm super into college recruiting. So, like, I remember back when it was, I guess, the 2017 class, when all the guys that came out last year that had capital, plus Najee Harris, plus Travis Etienne, all came into the college at the same time. And really, by week two of that fall, we were like, okay, so 2020 is going to be an absolutely stacked running back class. And very early on, even looking at recruiting ratings and all the top running backs that were eligible for the 2021 class, like, we knew for, well, I don't know, 3-4 years that this was not going to be an incredibly deep class with a bunch of feature back bodies. And even some of the top guys were supposed to work out, like one of the top ones, like, nobody even knows his name anymore. His name's Ricky Slade. He's not even on a team right now. So, like, a bunch of guys who were supposed to work out this year didn't. And so I just knew it, you know, I was looking ahead, and before Harris and Etienne went back to school, I was like, man, I don't even want to draft in 2021 for running backs at all. And so I'm not surprised, but Harris and Etienne are the real steals in this class that are just no brainers. I am a Javonte Williams guy, but after that, it just seems like a really tough mesh to deal with a bunch of guys who are underweight or not fast and slightly underweight or don't have a great receiving profile, or there's something that they might be good at, but they don't really look like feature backs for the NFL at all.
It does feel like there's kind of a top three there. You mentioned them, Etienne, Harris, and Williams. And for this class, do you think they are the top three guys there, the elite level? And do you think they can turn this class from something that we're not excited about to, you know, something where we're in a year or two down the line, we're looking at three really top tier running backs? Or do you think they're just going to be kind of another option on a team? Or do you think these guys can be a lead running back for a team in the NFL and become a real asset?
No, I think it's those three. Plus, if we see the player from 2 years ago show up, Chuba Hubbard from Oklahoma State, if he shows his 2,000 yard upside, again, out in not the, you know, hobbling, high ankle sprain ridden guy who's just not himself all last fall, even in a smaller sample size, dealing with three quarterbacks, one true freshman and a bad second year, and then Spencer Sanders, which, whatever he is, he did not get any better. And so that offense struggled. The offensive line wasn't as great. And so there's context as to why Chuba Hubbard didn't look like the same player. And so I think he could come out of that mess of guys that look a lot of the same kind of level of players and talents. I think he could be that guy. And then Kenneth Gainwell out of Memphis, just because of his dual threat ability mixed with his athleticism that he put on display, his top end speed, you know, having 21 miles an hour and faster on field measured speed is incredible. And you mix that in with his 50 plus catches in his 2019 season, 2,000 plus yards in that year. And I see a player that could be a difference maker, especially if he's in a spot that loves to run him outside, puts him in the slot, and gets creative with his usage.
We overlapped receivers earlier, Travis, and we're actually overlapping running backs
nice.
That we think can make a difference early in their career. Even though I'm admittedly a sucker for receiving production at running back, If you had,
I think we all are.
If you had three career carries, I probably would just overlook it. Don't care at all if it means you're playing wide receiver. And that's what Gainwell did. Just keeping Antonio Gibson on the bench from that backfield and leading Memphis in rushing attempts in 2019. And then, of course, he opted out. That could be spun as a negative in 2020. But then he showed up to his pro day with added weight, with 11 pounds from 190 to 201. So NFL size, and yet still kept all the athletic traits we love. 21 bench reps, a 4.42 40. And he only had three drops on 66 career targets. So overall, I think that production and profile is something I will be looking forward to as the RB3 or 4. We could talk about Javonte Williams a little bit, because that's kind of my debate internally right now, is Williams profiles, as I just transition here on my own, as more of the guy that it seems like NFL front offices would love and has a much easier chance of handling three down opportunities, or that will still, despite what I just mentioned about his measure.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Never be Gainwell. Just to have the production on the ground at North Carolina that Williams did, 1140 and 19 touchdowns, 25 catches and 300 yards in the receiving game, in the same backfield with Michael Carter, who rushed for 1,500 yards, like to still stand out even though the guy behind you stood out, is something so special. And then to finish with an FBS high 75 broken tackles last year and break college football's Pro Football Focus's college record for broken tackles per attempt, it just seems like a guy who much sooner than Gainwell would be given starting opportunities, even somewhere like the Cardinals or Steelers in the first two rounds.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know, since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody builds 5G like Verizon builds 5G, because we're the engineers who built the most reliable network in America. And the more you do with 5G, the more building it right matters. The more your network matters. The more Verizon engineers going the extra mile matters. It's us pushing us. It's Verizon versus Verizon. 5G built right from America's most reliable network. Most reliable based on rankings from RootMetrics second half 2020 U.S. report of 3 mobile networks. Results may vary. Award is not an endorsement.
Yeah, for me, Gainwell feels like the real one. Like, he's going to be the value. I think the other guys are probably going to go in that second round range. I think he probably will drop into kind of the third round or maybe a little bit later, perhaps. And I think he's going to end up being a real value, especially with the way the NFL has progressed over the last, you know, 10, 15 years in terms of pass catch and running back. So I think it's going to be a number of teams could really boost their running back group with him there. So we've kind of talked about a lot of the different guys that most people are talking about. Is there anyone outside of who we've talked about that either of you want to highlight as a running back with maybe even late round upside? Maybe we're not expecting big things in 2021, but maybe that dart throw that could make the jump.
I like Jamar Jefferson quite a bit. I know he didn't have the perfect pro day that we wanted him to have, but he certainly had the productive season on field that we all wanted Chuba Hubbard to have. And he's somebody who way back in his true freshman year had a 1,500 yard season for a really bad Oregon State team. And just because people don't stay up late enough to watch Pac-12 games, and no one's watching Oregon State games either because, well, they're the Beavers and they're bad. You know, he gets missed quite often, but he does so many things well. I think he's got maybe the most balanced skill set of any running back outside of the obvious top two or three. And so for me, he's still probably a running back six-ish in this class and should be in the conversation for that late day two capital, if not the very beginning of round four. So if I see somebody stick to a roster, or if I was betting on anybody to definitely stick to a roster after the obvious names, Jamar's definitely going to be my guy.
And I'm just agreeing with Travis on Chuba Hubbard, if only because I think he's interesting. You go look at his box scores from the first month of last year before he opted it out, and it was very clear he wasn't injured. And then he got injured. And so what do you think happened? His production dipped across the entire board. Also, perhaps he was still injured when he ran that atrocious 40 because he looks much faster and much more explosive than he showed at his pro day. So I think there are still a lot of questions for Hubbard, who, again, if we're just talking about the archetypes that actually could be three down running backs, just 2 years ago, we're only 1 year removed from Hubbard being discussed as that much, whereas he returned and hurt his stock. So I think there's still a lot of question marks that could actually help Hubbard out if he proves to bounce back once he's drafted. And that, of course, also depends where he lands.
Yeah, absolutely. I still have Hubbard over Jefferson. I'm still a believer. Glad to hear you're right there too, John.
As I mentioned at the start of the show, this is going to be a four-part series. It was a four-part conversation. We're going to be looking as well at all the position groups, basically, in terms of the skill positions, wide receiver, tight end, running back, and quarterback. Be sure to check out all four shows as they're released. They are going to be released from the 17th of April, basically 18th, 19th, 20th, as the four shows drop day on day. Check back in on your RotoViz radio feed. Make sure you subscribe to get all those shows once they go live. So much great content on RotoViz this off-season and throughout the season. We'll have you covered. Multiple shows every single day. Get your fix as you get ready for the draft, or as you get ready for the season. Get yourself into prime position to win your fantasy championship in 2021. As always, as a loyal podcast listener, you can save yourself 10% off a one-year RotoViz subscription on rotoviz.com by adding the code RVRadio2021 at checkout, or by going to rotoviz.com/podcast for more information. Get you access to all of the tools, all of the content up on the website. Get yourself just along with the podcast content, just gets you set up perfectly for success this upcoming year. So that once again is RV Radio 2021. That's going to do it for today's show. Make sure you join back to get all four shows as we get ready here for the draft. Hopefully you will enjoy those. If you do like them, drop a written review on your favorite podcast app. Much appreciated. If you haven't already, make sure you're following John Daigle on Twitter at @notjdaigle. That is D-A-I-G-L-E. He is, of course, of NBC Sports Edge. You can find all the content he'll be sharing there on his Twitter feed, and as well with Travis. Follow him on Twitter at @FF_TravisM. You can find all his work up on rotoviz.com. And, of course, the fantastic College to Canton podcast, where he breaks down prospects like this all the way through, maybe even a year or two before they hit that NFL stage at the draft night, or maybe even undrafted, and he gets you set up for success there. So check that out as well. Once again, that is the College to Canton podcast. Thanks to both guys for jumping on. They're both fantastic guys, fantastic followers on social media with superb content. Make sure you check them out. Of course, my name is Colm Kelly. You can follow me on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. Until we're back with another edition of the show, of course, have a good one.
Nobody builds 5G like Verizon builds 5G, because we're the engineers who built the most reliable network in America. And the more you do with 5G, the more building it right matters. The more your network matters. The more Verizon engineers going the extra mile matters. It's us pushing us. It's Verizon versus Verizon. 5G built right from America's most reliable network. Most reliable based on rankings from RootMetrics second half 2020 U.S. report of 3 mobile networks. Results may vary. Award is not an endorsement.